My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dirty pole. You guys ready to get your dirty pole on? Week 1 dirty pole action?
Can I admit something to you?
Yeah, what do you got, Bob?
I forgot you do this every week.
Every week,
and
buddy.
I forgot if you did the top 25.
No, 10. It's 10. We go quick.
So why do we do 25 for preview when you only care about 10 all
well,
year?
Well, that's just a fun way to talk football in August. It's a fun way to get a random guest on from NC State.
Do we need to extend it to 12?
No.
Yeah, it should actually. That's a sneaky good
12,
point. It should be 12.
Well, I did not prepare 12.
You need a group of 5 and 11.
No. Now you're giving me too much work here. I'm just giving you my top 10. I'm not on the committee here.
Sesame Street.
Yeah, I am not on a committee.
12. We've got the 12.
This is the dirty poll. This is not a playoff committee.
Group of 5.
We'll see if we can adjust for next week a group of 5 and a 12 team.
Well, so it needs one group. We need your highest ranked group 5.
Okay.
And then you need 11 ranked after that.
Okay, next week we'll start with that. I didn't come prepared for that. This is not in my notes. I have my 10.
It's your segment.
I'm not going to come up with 2 more teams on the fly.
So okay? You didn't think in your mind.
No, I'm playing. I got my 10 right here. It's on my computer screen staring at me in the face.
12-team playoff.
No, I didn't. Who cares about 11 and 12, though? We don't need them in the playoff.
Well, but the Ducks, you will.
Number 10, then they deserve it. Number 10, we're going to go with a team who basically is only hanging on credibility from last year. They ended up pulling away in week 1. We'll see. This is their big week. We'll find out what they are.
Okay.
The Michigan Wolverines are one of the best defenses in the country. Their offense is horrendous. Donovan Edwards could not run the football. Excited to see how they do against a more challenging team, but everybody else beat basically nobody's. I'm not bumping Michigan for winning by 20 out of the top 10. They were down further than what the AP poll had them. I got them at number 10. Number 9.
Quarterback?
They have 2 quarterbacks, actually. If you got 2, that means you got 3. Tennessee comes in at number 9. Now, they played Chattanooga, but I finally got a chance to watch that game yesterday.
He looked good, didn't he?
Boy, oh boy. It was 21-0 like 3 minutes into that thing.
Nico.
They boat raced them. They ran the ball. Defense looked great. Tennessee's got another interesting test this week. NC State on the road, so we'll see a little bit more about them.
Charlotte.
In Charlotte, thank you. Neutral site game. So I got Tennessee at number 9. Number 8, USC, man. They had one of the bigger games of the opening weekend of the season. I have been questioning their defense. I still do from a larger scale of can they compete at the highest level. But for 1 week, it looked really good. I think LSU's a good team. They won the game. They're into the top 10. USC comes in at number 8. Next 3 teams, just played nobody. Alabama 7, Ole Miss 6. Ohio State 5, blew out nobody. This is what you're supposed to do. Number 4, Penn State going on the road to West Virginia. I think their passing game has founded a little bit. To me, they're an early team to watch as maybe breaking through, not only making their first playoff, but going on a deep run. Notre Dame comes in at number 3, going on the road to win at Texas A&M. They are going to go 11-1. They will be in the college football playoff this year. Mark it down right now. Number 2, Texas, who beat Colorado State 742-0, or whatever the final score of that game was. I do think they're the second-best team as of right now. We'll find out more about them when they go on the road to Ann Arbor and play Michigan. And the number 1 team in the country is the number 1 team in the country. It is the Georgia Bulldogs.
Swag, could you throw it up for me? Could you toss it real quick? Could you toss it? Toss it.
Where's the O?
Oh!
Not a
Nobody's giving us a chance! My top 20 nerdy poll!
I mean, they beat Idaho by 10 points.
Michigan was in a dogfight with Fresno at home.
Is Fresno State an FCS team, and did they win by 20?
I think you're doing this on purpose.
If I would have ranked Oregon in the top 10,
really in the top 10 team, they beat Idaho by 10 points. How can you rank them in the top 10? That's not a top 10 team.
Don't rank them in the top 10.
How could you not rank Oregon in the top 10?
Do you go home and tell yourself you can't win or lose?
Yes, like, I just, do. Literally every day. Literally every day. Huh? They're not. I mean, they beat Idaho. They were in a dogfight with Idaho. That's not a top 10 team. You win this weekend, they'll be back. We'll readjust. We rip up every week at the Dirty Poll. Would you rank them in the top 10 if you had a top 10 vote right now?
I probably would.
Okay.
I'd put them at like 10.
Okay.
But I wouldn't.
Who would you have bumped out of the top 10 for Oregon?
I think them and Michigan is debatable. I certainly understand your point of winning by 20.
They won by 20 against a Mountain West team.
I know. I get it.
You know, not Idaho.
I get it. It's also week one.
It is week one. You blow out Boise this weekend, you're right back in the top five where you belong.
Who are you going to bump if all those teams win?
Well, Michigan or Texas is going to lose, so we'll see how that game goes.
That's true.
Tennessee could lose to NC State. We'll find out more about them when they go kind of on the road, but not on the road this weekend. But we'll see.
Boy, Idaho really broke you, man.
Dude, we almost lost to an FCS team. This is the most hyped season in the history of Oregon football, and they almost lost to an FCS team in week one.
You know, I'll at least say this, because people do paint you sometimes as honk. You're at least being fair in the, if USC or Ohio State had also had a similar result,
I would be making so much fun of them.
You would be you wanted Lincoln Riley to lose so bad Sunday.
Oh, hell yeah, I did. I was rooting for my
family.
Which is
what made me rooting for them so much better. Was just like, I knew we kind of had a show thing going on there, that had they done that against an FCS team, you definitely would have been clowning them.
Dude, I root against literally everybody in college football. I want them all to lose. I hope everybody goes 0-12. I only want my team to win. I'm not rooting for anybody other than my team in that sport, man. But no, I just, you know, if anybody else did that in the top 10, we would be making endless fun of them.
We need Jake to pull your gif of you just violently shaking your mic. And that's why that thing gets limp. You break it every damn day.
This isn't my fault, man.
You read one YouTube comment and you just get outraged that everybody in the world is against you.
This is all your guys' fault. You two little beavers like teaming up on me. I can't wait till next week.
Say anything about Oregon State.
Why don't you stick that in your beaver, huh? What?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.